December! I'm sure you're probably excited that this year has or is coming to somewhat of a calendar end of a 2021 year, that you've probably experienced lots of twists and turns and highs and lows and just a whole nother level of connecting with people in different ways and trying to work your way through different emotional turmoils, whether you've experienced them or you know somebody that has experienced them. So congratulations for your hard work and perseverance for making it through 2021. We've got this one beautiful month left before we move into 2022, but hang tight because the next message that you'll receive in January will give you a general outlook and forecast for the upcoming year. But again, you'll have to tune back in January with this newsletter in order to receive that guided insight for what 2022 is going to look like. But let's not jump ahead. We've still got December in front of us. And I'd like to connect with Grace just to give you a nice channeled message to help you through the month of December. All right, just going to connect here with Grace and see what she has to say. All right, so it's kind of funny. I've never seen her come through this way. It's very playful. She is gathering snow. So I know some of you, or you may not have any snow, and some of you will have snow, but she's coming through and just visualize like her throwing a snowball, right? Whipping the snowballs. So it's almost like she's saying, you know, there's going to be some dodging in December, but it's not going to break you. It might, like, you know, if a snowball were to hit you, it might sting a little bit, but you're going to get up and you're going to keep moving forward. The energy definitely is going to be much more in your favor, but again, it's going to be like dodging some snowballs, not bullets. She says, we're not going there. We're using snowballs because it will almost break off of you. So usually when a snowball hits somebody, she says, it will break apart, and that's what's going to happen. You have these little energetic outbursts that may feel like they're coming at you, but it will disperse. It will break itself up, and it's not painful. They're just, you know, it's a way of opening up to your creative side, allowing things to flow, allowing yourself to have fun. But when you have fun, know that there's still going to be some seriousness within the fun. So yes, have fun, be playful throughout December, but also know there are going to be some serious aspects to it as well. And when you're playing again with snowballs, you don't want to aim for the head, right? Or other areas that's going to cause injury and harm. So that's going to be the same for December, she says, is that as you maneuver through it, you're still going to be cautious of what you do and where you go. And you may have to dodge some of those snowballs, but if you do get hit by one, you're going to make it through. And it may sting, but it's also going to be a lesson of, maybe I should have went the other way or dodged or you know, ducked down or tried to jump over it. So this is just clarifying the bigger picture of December. To let loose, have fun, know that there's going to be things that come your way that are going to need attention. You still need to be very aware and diligent of your surroundings, of your habits that you may have. And when she talks about habits or patterns, this could be anything from maybe your routine getting up for the day, or it could be spending patterns or habits or a habit of similar relationships that you attract, or similar patterns or habits that you have at work or parenting, whatever it may be. So it's very broad, but whatever resonates with you, just be very mindful that this will come up near the end of the month. But again, you're going to dodge it. You may get hit by that snowball, she says. but know that it will disperse. You will be able to handle it. It may sting and bite, but it's also a reference point of what not to do the next time. And remember, clearing yourself out by the end of the month energetically so you can set yourself up for a clean slate and a new energetic frequency around you. So let's just dive in here. She's showing me she just wants to do an energy clearing with you. So I just want you to, again, make sure that you're not driving. If you're driving, you can listen to this after. Give yourself just a moment when you can to do this energetic clearing to support you and set you up in alignment and in balance for moving up into January. So if you are not distracted, just want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale and inhale and exhale. And last time, you're going to inhale, relaxing your body all the way down to your toes, and exhale, just letting loose and relaxing your mind and body. And we're just going to clear your whole body out with the white light. This white light is going to come down through the top of your crown chakra. The crown chakra is located at the top of your head. And you're going to visualize this white light going down through the crown chakra, filling up into your forehead, all the way down your face and jaw, all the way down your neck, shoulders. The white light fills up down through both arms to your fingertips. And as it's clearing throughout your body, down through your chest, all the way down through your stomach and hips, and right down both legs, down to your toes. And this white light is clearing out any energetic disrupt or glitch within your frequency, with any of your body meridians, clearing them all out, releasing what no longer serves you, and swiping that energy down out through your toes so it can go back down into the ground, allowing the white light to calm, relax, put you in a state of peace, surrendering, allowing this light to heal you and balance out your energy. And as you relax, I just want you to give thanks for allowing what no longer serves you, that you're grateful that it's been released. All right. As you are now relaxed and in a state of alignment and peace, I want you to slowly wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, taking a deep breath in and exhaling, and slowly opening your eyes and feeling the calm and peace within. So thank you, Grace, and thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you supporting Grace and supporting myself. It's absolutely fabulous that I can support you. Well, I am living out my dreams of doing the channeling and connecting and allowing me to be present as a single mom with my three beautiful children, be a present mom, and do what I love. So it's because of you that I can keep doing what I'm doing. So thank you so much. Have an absolutely amazing holiday season and Merry Christmas. I love you lots, and we will talk to you in January. Thank you.